Everybody, please, we're privileged to be here on Purim Tavshin Ayin Vav. Please give your undivided attention to Dr. Bob Slater. Thank you. Dr. Slater, please.
Okay. Rav Waxman was talking about seeing the reality. Okay, so we've talked about Shat Vela Rebbe in the past. Okay, but I think you'll agree that when you're dealing with a gadol, okay, sometimes it takes years to understand what the Gadol is talking about. So the Shadvela Rebbe, Winston Spencer Leonard Ben Randolph, so he said that there are two kinds of problem drinkers on Purim. Those that drink too much, and those that don't drink enough. Okay? V'chaim. So the idea is, you know, how much have to drink, but not until this year that I really understand what the Rebbe was saying. Okay, the Rebbe was saying that you look at Megillat Esther, okay, Ahasuerus, he's one kind of problem drinker, right? And we all know what kind of problem drinker he was. But what I realized this year is that Haman is the other kind of problem drinker. Then when you're dealing with Ahasuerus in the Megillah, it's always saying about him, you know, Leiv Bayayin. Okay, we know what he is. Haman goes to the drinking, but doesn't really talk about how much he's drinking. Okay, and again, I see this year that he's the kind that doesn't drink enough. Okay, and because of that, he doesn't see the reality. We're talking about seeing the reality. Okay, so what is the reality? That Haman, even when he's probably hanging on the gallows, never got it. Never got it. Okay. What is there to get? I said last week.
Sometimes things are in the highest places, and people make light of it. Even when the Haman is in the highest places of gallows, he still doesn't get it.
Absolutely. He never gets it. Got your car. Okay, so what doesn't he get? Okay, so last week, in terms of Parshat Zachor, we have, it says, Asher Kacha Bederech. Because the Parshim say that this is what was one of the Inyanim in terms of Amalek. One part was that might makes right, and the other part is that he sees everything that happens in the world as a coincidence. That's a coincidence.
Coincidence.
Okay.
Hey, not me. Lieutenant Burbell said that.
Lieutenant.
Okay. So. Okay. So that
suffice it to say, he was a lieutenant in the American Army who freed Jews. Hell was part of the liberation of Jews from the
concentration camps. Okay. So. That's exactly in terms of the battle that we have today. Okay, that coincidence is a word that's thrown around very lightly. Okay, coincidence means that two things are happening simultaneously or one after the other, but there's no causality between the two. And that is exactly what Haman never got. Okay, because two kinds of problem drinkers. One, you had so much, you don't get it. And the other kind is you don't have enough that you don't get it. The whole idea of Purim, because that's why we have a Megillah that you unfold. Everything is open. Okay, Purim is about uncovering the mask. Okay, so that's knowing how to drink and balance and seeing what the reality is, that there is no coincidence in the world. Okay, all you got, you're talking about Landers, you're going to YU, wherever you're going to eventually wind up. Okay, here I have to push the college route. Okay, for 2 minutes.
This is going on why you're Torah.
Okay, this is no matter where you wind up. Okay, it's for why you're Torah, preferably at YU. But no matter where you wind up, okay, you are going to be dealing with Amalek. Amalek is in terms of the whole way the modern mind perceives the world. So, no matter how you perceive the world, okay, the modern idea is that everything happens by coincidence. Okay, whether it be in history, whether it be creation of the world, everything is by coincidence. Okay, but we have to see, okay, that hidden hand. And that's what Haman never got because he didn't know how to drink, and that's what Ahasuerus never got because he didn't know how to drink. Okay,
but wait, what should all be seen more clearly, because I find that sometimes the video message is clear. What does that mean, knowing how to drink?
I'm on orders for my wife to keep it short.
Right, but let's elaborate.
That's another drasha. What?
Elaborate on this point. What? No, because it's a serious point.
Okay, it's a serious point.
What does this mean in this context?
I cut the elaboration out of deference.
Guys, get to the main point.
I will give you an example. Okay, we make Kiddush on Shabbat. Okay, we recognize that Hashem is the God not only of the creation, he's the God of history. Nothing happens by coincidence. Okay, take this instance. Okay, I have the lecture, anyone who wants to listen to it, Professor Gary Gallagher, University of Virginia, one of the foremost Civil War historians that there is. Okay, he goes through this thing that there was a Battle of the Wilderness, 1864, critical period in the Civil War. Okay, Grant facing off against Lee. Okay, it's a critical time for the Union because the North is very much opposed to the war. Grant, okay, contrary to popular opinion, Grant was a brilliant tactician. Okay, he made one of his few mistakes, but his biggest mistake of the war in the Battle of the Wilderness, in which he positioned his army separated by rivers, okay, which Lee could cut him to shreds. Lee sees it immediately, according to Professor Gallagher, okay, and could have smashed the Army of the Potomac. Okay, if smashed, would have guaranteed a Democratic win. Lincoln would have lost the 1864 election. The Democrats would have moved to just have a settlement with the South. The United States never would be today, fellas. It would be two separate things. Okay, what happened? Okay, Lee sees it immediately, but Lee becomes so physically ill, okay, that he cannot function. Okay, not only that, but every lieutenant that he would have delegated power to, Jeff Stuart, Longstreet, they're either killed or out of action. Okay, and he's too sick to function. He doesn't trust it with anyone else. He knows that he sees it. He's sick for 3 days and he cannot function. During that period of time, Grant is able to reposition. Okay, and the opportunity is over. Professor Gallagher says, okay, during the entire approximately 1,500 days, 1,500 days of the Civil War, those are the only 3 days that we knew Lee was so sick that he could not function. Professor Gallagher says, that's amazing, it's incredible, it's an unbelievable coincidence.
Coincidence.
Okay, therefore, but, okay, if you consider reality, okay, coincidence expresses an arrogance. Okay, it's so common in the modern world, because coincidence actually means that we are sure that there is no connection between, there's no causality in the events. Okay, but,
guys,
what Purim comes to teach us,
causality.
In terms of seeming, we know who's, Hashem is not mentioned once in the Megillah, but we know who's pulling the strings. And that's been true not only during Purim, but throughout the creation of the world, and world history. But that's what we have to see. Anyone who takes and lives in the modern world is going to have to deal with that. Okay, that's what.
Let's just have one sentence of summing up. What would you say? Look, this is, you are now Dr. Slater speaking to the youth. 18, 19, 20-year-olds today in 2016, Purim Tav Shin Ayin Vav. In one sentence, sum it up. What would you say, your message, taking it to go, because Chevrosh, with all due respect to Purim, the question is where we're going to the future, where are we taking this, what is the challenge, where should we be focusing our energies towards the future? The
future is, and to focus, is that no matter what the modern world tells us, okay, and by the way, study the modern world, okay, that is deeply, but know that this idea of coincidence, okay, is not a Torah idea, okay, there is no coincidence. Hashem is planning.
What should we do actively? What should we do now? Where should our focus be?
Our focus should be in terms of what we understand is that you have to apply Torah concepts. You have to apply Torah concepts to even Lumidei Chol. Now, in terms of your secular studies, you still have to apply Torah concepts.
And in terms of our outlook, looking at what's happening in the world today, what should our focus, this focus of Jews in general right now, what should the focus of a Jew be in one sense right now in March 2016?
That's a loaded one, but I'll play it safe.
One sentence.
One sentence is, again, the question is, March 2016, in one sentence, where should the focus of a Jew be?
Everybody, please.
That you have to understand that you have to do your Hishtadlus. But at the same time, Hashem has a plan for the world, and we are simply actors being manipulated in that plan.
Thank you very much, Dr. Slater.